The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Hey, welcome, nonprofit community. I'm so excited that you're here today because you're going to want to hear all about this amazing organization started, like so many nonprofits start with just an idea, a passion, a desire to help a certain community of their passion. And I'm Kara Zimmerman, and I thank Spirit of Giving Network ever so much for really being the backbone of the station so that we can bring nonprofits here to talk about what they do so that you can get involved. You know, so many times we wonder how we can help, what we can do. So hopefully this show will enlighten you to pick up the phone and make a difference in your own way with this organization. So today we have ICAN, Living and Learning Center, with Debbie Telsey. She's the Vocational Program Director, and Tanya Constantaris. She's the president of ICAN, which I love the name just in itself. So Debbie, Tanya, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So tell us, what is ICAN?
Well, let me first say that the whole name is ICAN Living and Learning Center.
Okay. I think I said that once, but definitely.
We go by ICAN, too.
Do you? Okay. So ICAN Living and Learning Center. And what is ICAN Living and Learning Center?
Well, we are a nonprofit, 501c3. And we assist individuals with disabilities to find appropriate employment. And we are a vendor of the state of Florida.
What does that mean, a vendor of the state of Florida?
That means that when you have a disability, you contact your local vocational rehab office. They assign you a counselor. And then the counselor then will assign you to a vendor. We are a vendor. And then our clients come from them. And then we go out and help these individuals find jobs.
Huh. That easy, huh?
We also offer a pre-employment class as well, teaching the skills to individuals with disabilities that are looking for employment.
And then the other part is once they're placed, we stay with them on the job and we coach and make sure that both the employee and the employer are happy and that they're meeting the requirements. So it's a win-win for everybody.
And the employer gets a tax break from the government.
So if there's some employers out there listening, how would you start the conversation when you meet? Because you're out there trying to get businesses, right, to hire your clients.
The key is that we try to match jobs to the right employers because we want everyone to be successful. So the key is that they have to be qualified. Our clients, we are qualified for the position open, and we try to make the match. And it usually, 99.9%, it works because our clients are just so dedicated and hardworking and looking for a chance and an opportunity.
And I see the smile on both of your faces. It's interesting how you met. You were telling me that just by a coincidence. And Tanya, do you have a background as well in special ed? Or how did you get excited about this particular group?
I've been in business all my life, so basically a business background. But the thing that I learned in life that just money doesn't give you joy, you know, once you've made it and you've done it, and it's like, something's missing. So creating something for the community and giving back is really what fills my heart and makes me happy. And when I met Debbie and she was so passionate about what she did and she spoke about her dream of having to have her own and to make the decisions and what she wanted to do to help people, I said I was happy to help her. You know, with my business background, we were like the perfect match.
Isn't that something how that happens? Because you didn't know each other, right?
No. Her dog brought us together.
The dog.
Because we wound up living in the same neighborhood. I met her dog first, who looks like my dog on steroids. And we became instant friends, and I would tell her my stories of all my clients when I was working for another agency. And she loved what I did and had, you know, the same kind of passion.
In fact, Debbie's passion was so inspiring. And when she has a client, I mean, she just doesn't give up. She'll knock on every door until she gets a yes. So that's what I absolutely love about her. She really makes a difference.
Makes a difference. That's so. So tell us, what does a client look like when they come to you?
What kind of disabilities?
Ten years they haven't worked.
Yeah, some of them haven't worked for 10 years because it's very difficult to get employers to give them a chance. A lot of employers are scared to give them the opportunity because they think, well, they can't do it, or what happens if it doesn't work? If ever somebody's hired and it's not the right job for the client, you know, we're not looking for a handout. We want to make sure that somebody fits the job. So if things don't work out and you have to let them go, it's okay. We don't want that. But no one has to feel obligated to keep someone that is not working well. But it usually works out well because we don't place people unless we think they're going to succeed. But it's just a positive experience. I work with people with disabilities that you wouldn't even know have a disability. We have people that could have a visual impairment, an intellectual disability. I've worked with people who've had strokes, mental illness, bipolar, schizophrenia. You name it, we've worked with it. But it's the ability, not the disability. And everybody deserves a chance. That's our vision.
Terrific. Now, when they come to you, like how do they find you? How does somebody know?
The state of Florida will refer them to us, being a vendor of the state of Florida. So if you have a disability and you go to Voc Rehab, your counselor will give you a list of different vendors, and you pick the one you think you'd work well with.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, but I because I've been in this industry such a long time, I'm very knowledgeable, and we have quite a few clients. We help a lot of people.
So once they're with you, they stay with you. It doesn't like you find them a job and
well, we work with them for a set amount of time. We work with them for either 90 days or 150 days. We also are becoming a vendor of the Agency for Persons with Disabilities. So when we're in the process, we will be a vendor of this organization, and we'll be working with some clients for the rest of their lives. And we also help individuals privately as well in job coaching.
Oh, okay. So a parent could call you or a person with disabilities mm-hmm. to have a one-on-one.
Yeah, absolutely. We also does help people privately, job coach.
Just as part of your package mm-hmm. of – and what is the STAR program? I see that you've got something called a STAR program.
The STAR program is a pre-employment program for the youth, generally between the ages of 15 and 21. And it's to prepare them once they're leaving school or college to go out into the workforce and find a job. They generally would have what's called a 504, an IEP plan, which is some kind of basic disability. So they get support from the state to become successful and when they go out there into their careers.
So the schools must be another resource in terms of sending you students to, you know,
yes.
to get your guidance and help.
Yes. We work with some of the schools in Broward and Palm Beach.
Oh, both. Okay. Both.
We have clients from Miami to Jupiter.
Oh, my gosh. All from the north to the south and all in between. So how many clients do you have now?
We're probably serving about 250 people at the moment.
Just
We've
the two of
placed
you.
A large number of that would be placed, and we're coaching, and they're just getting through their programs. And some are coming in new, and we're preparing them with the pre-employment classes, teaching them social skills, business, you know, environment skill, how to dress, how to present, how to be appropriate, things like that.
I know there's probably things that we don't even think about that, you know, that we take for granted to get a job or what we need to do, but it sounds like the clients that you have don't. So you have to take them right from the very beginning, right? And take them through the steps for an interview.
Very often, because they've just generally not been successful in finding their own job, so they haven't got the job experience. So we give them that foundation so that when they do step in, they're familiar and they're not overwhelmed with what to expect.
And we go in and with them on the interview and assist.
Oh, so is it the money that they're interested in, or...
Well,
what do you think?
Everybody wants to work and make money, yeah. But a lot of it has to do with self-worth and having a place to go and going to work and feeling a part of the community. And so many of our clients haven't had that opportunity. So to be a part of a business and, you know, feel part of a team.
They get the feeling of belonging and being accepted, which is huge for them.
I wonder, what does the employer say after they might have been hesitant at first and then, you know, they say, okay, I'll take one.
I'll tell you a funny story.
Love it.
Wherever I go, I have to ask for the manager, of course, and ask for, are you hiring? Like, everybody knows that. So Tanya and I went to local Duffy's, and we met the manager at Duffy's restaurant on St. Andrews in Boca. And after meeting us, he gave one of our clients a position as a napkin roller. And they love this client so much, and it has just been the most successful experience.
The thing that's quite unique is that the people that work with her feel, because they support her, that they feel that they're making a difference as well, and it makes everybody feel good. It just creates such a happy and upbeat work environment, you know, when you're just working together as a community and everyone is thought about and considered and supported. It's beautiful.
Yeah, they rose to the occasion by having her come in.
The great thing was they gave her a job, but it changed the people around her's life. And I mean, to see her when we go there and you see her, I always go in the back and say hi, and she comes out and everybody loves her, and it's just a positive experience. It always is.
Yay, Duffy's.
Yeah, Duffy's.
I mean, and you, like, you know, like we were talking about, maybe a lot of us probably wouldn't even dream of rolling napkins, you know, for a job. Like, that'd be the last thing you'd... But look at that.
She's needed a job. I mean, we also place people in offices that you wouldn't know have a disability. I mean, I have a great story. We'll talk about, I have a client on the spectrum. You know, pretty low functioning, but she can sew. She has a loom in her home. She makes talluses, which is a Jewish shawls. And we got her a job working in a factory, and she sews and makes buttons for booths. And it's become an amazing. She has done so much to help this company, and it's the perfect job. And this is somebody you would never think can work. And also the mother comes with her. So now the mother got a job as well.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you probably never in a million years when you were planning this organization, you probably never even put that thought together, like the trickle-down effects, like at Duffy's and this. And now you're including even the mother and maybe who knows else. You know, unbelievable what you have done with this idea.
Yeah, we change lives every day. You know, and it makes you appreciate what you have, because so many of these individuals don't have what we have, and the attitude and just the gratitude is just so beautiful. It makes me smile every day.
Yeah. How could you not, huh?
Debbie gets phone calls on a regular basis from clients from years ago that called to just say hi. They never forget her. They're always thankful. It's just adorable.
So you're supportive, and that's what you rock, Debbie. That's
just me.
Yeah,
I tell you.
But you know, you found your passion, you found your way, you found something that speaks to you, and look, and because of that, so many people are benefiting from.
Yes, but I have to also share something else. I have a dream, and I'm going to succeed one of these days with my partner Tanya's help. Is that a lot of individuals with disabilities love animals, and I'm a huge rescue animal person, and if anyone out there wants to help me, I would like to open an animal shelter run by people with disabilities. That's my dream, because so many of our clients love animals and are so loving and can give so much, and there's so many homeless animals that need that. So that's a dream that we have to accomplish one day.
So what do you think you'd name that? I'm trying to think of what the name for this, because maybe somebody out there would like to connect and get an animal shelter that is run by
individuals
with disabilities. And I would imagine that it would just help, and just like your organization, it would just help in so many ways bringing in, you know, young people for volunteer hours and just the love of the animal, helping that individual to grow. I mean, there's probably so many side benefits that we can't even think, imagine right now until it actually happens. What a dream.
Well, we actually went to a business. We were in Chicago for a food show. And
oh, you had to have a hot dog, I hope.
No, I don't have hot dogs. And
pizza, the Chicago
there's
dish.
A Mugs and Hugs. It's it is a coffee shop run by individuals with Down syndrome, and I had to go, and we went there and just to see it's run all by individuals with Down syndrome, and it's a little coffee shop in Chicago, outside of Chicago, and it was just an amazing experience.
How are they doing? How is it working? Was it busy when you went in?
Yeah, it was very busy actually. Uh-huh. And you know, they do everything. They make the coffee, they scoop ice cream, they make mugs. It's an amazing experience. So that was something that we were able to share together.
That sounds fantastic. So we talked about who we are. Is there anything we can say more in terms of who we are? You help individuals with disabilities, but you also talked about connecting the business and helping.
Yeah, we need individuals with businesses to give our clients a chance. You know, our clients can do everything that everyone else can. It's finding the right job for the right individual. I mean,
yeah, and doing things that maybe other, like you say, other people might not want to do that business needs assistance in to create.
Especially a lot of clients on the spectrum that have autism. They like repetitive work. So there's something that you or I might get very bored doing over and over again. They love the constant repetition of a job. Wow.
Well, thank you. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with I Can Living and Learning Center.
I definitely feel like the words veteran and homeless should never go together.
Sergeant Michelle Garcia served meritoriously in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I had friends, and, you know, I went and stayed at a friend's house, and then I realized, well, you're staying at your friend's house, but how long can you stay there? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to call home?
Lieutenant Richard Stokely took the skills he learned in Vietnam and put them to use as a paramedic. But after they left the service, these veterans had problems with homelessness. Michelle lost all her savings, and Richard battled alcoholism for years.
It started taking me down, all the way down to the point where I lost my family and I ended up homeless.
A simple phone call to 877-424-3838 put them in touch with the Department of Veterans Affairs. If you are a veteran in need, or you know a veteran who is homeless or at risk of being homeless, call 877-424-3838 or visit va.gov/homeless.
Welcome back. This is Kara Zimmerman with Spirit of Giving Network, and we're here with Tanya and Debbie from I Can Living and Learning Center, a wonderful organization that's looking for employment for people with disabilities. So Debbie and Tanya, talk to the community, especially future employers that you'd like to talk to get them on board to bring in your clients for work.
Well, it's first of all wonderful to hire somebody with a disability because you give somebody a chance, you get to give back to the community, and the government believes in giving back to the community that they give a tax break. It's just a life-changing experience by hiring somebody with a disability. Not only does it help the business, but it really helps that your other workers that are working with them to grow and learn about giving. And everybody needs a chance. That's all we ask for is a chance.
So how do they reach you? Is there a phone number or a website that, you know, that you want the future person out there that's listening that, you know, could possibly use, I'm sure, one of your clients? How do we reach you so that they can?
Well, our website is www.ICANFLarry.org, and I can be reached at 561-715-4379.
Great. So everyone, if you heard that, write that down. Make sure you give Debbie and Tanya a call. You know, maybe you could give us some ideas of other, you said the Duffy's with napkin rollers? What other? Give us some ideas of things that
office work, warehouse work, dishwashers, bussers. We have great need of. I have a client that really is in a wheelchair who needs an opportunity in working with computers. He does computer programming and web design.
Oh, right.
So that's
fantastic.
Invoca. We need that. I mean, every day I'm getting somebody with different qualifications, you know. So we're open to any openings. We have people. We have many clients that are looking.
So
it's not one
I'm
job.
Wondering, if, do you have a website where people could go on? Like you post? You did. That's right. www.icanfl.org.
Yes.
If we go on that website, maybe is there something on there that's posting the jobs that you are looking for?
We don't have that set up yet, but we are thinking of redoing the website. I do, however, have a donation page. So if that's something you want to do, you'll find that on our website.
Yeah, because it's important maybe to go on there and just see maybe, I'm thinking of like an ice cream store, maybe, you know.
Anything.
To scoop and.
Yeah. Also, if there's any businesses out there would like to donate their services, like some of our clients have hygiene issues. If any beauty parlors or you want to, you know, do their hair or give them a pedicure, or manicure, donate work clothes to them that could be needed.
We have a shortage of computers for some of our clients. They don't have the means. So if you're giving away an old computer that's working
laptop.
Or a laptop, that makes a difference as well.
Yeah, definitely to have technology to connect. You know, maybe if they're feeling isolated, they have a computer that they can connect with other clients. And I know you talked about in the future having a support group or a place where
a
you can meet.
Group.
A social group.
To start a social group, possibly with the city of Boca.
Yeah, so if the city has some space, maybe that you would meet once a week, once a month.
We're in the process.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
We're trying to hopefully do that because so many of them don't have friends and, you know, are home. So it's a way for them to meet other people with disabilities to understand their needs.
Yeah, the longer probably that you sit at home, it can be very,
very depressing.
Depressing and
That's
isolating.
Why getting these people jobs is so important. Gets them out of the house and, you know, feeling productive is so important.
I can just picture that.
You know, we're like, oh, we have to go to work today.
Yeah.
And these people would kill to have a place to go. So I feel appreciative to have a job because, you know, having a job is just makes us who we are.
Yeah, and like you said, it's so much more than that, though. It's not about the money, even. It's for your clients. It's about feeling, having a place to go and connect. And for really for us to learn more about somebody with disabilities or that we wouldn't even know have necessarily, but just so you know that that they have more exposure, you know, for us that don't have a disability, that we have a chance to see them and say, wow, that is fantastic. You know, maybe I could use somebody at my office or, you know, envelope folding.
But I have also people with college degrees that can do everything as well.
And
you would never know they have a
right?
disability. We're not allowed with HIPAA laws to discuss what their disability is, but we can, you know, we place people where we know they'll succeed.
That's something. I can't thank you enough, and I'm thanking the dogs for bumping into each other so that you could create Living and Learning, right? How long has it been that you've been together now with your organization?
We're a year old.
1 year.
Yeah,
but
July.
We worked at this for a year before, so it's...
Yeah, it took time just to get it off the ground, right?
Yes.
All the papers and the challenges just to get it started.
We just sit back every day and we're like astounded at our success. You know, it's like,
yeah,
beautiful.
it was meant to be.
Oh, yes, it was
such a
thanks to Bentley.
Yeah, the dogs are the yay dog. So I can see why you want to branch out with the dogs. That you probably could have a logo with the two dogs together that brought this whole organization.
And we live in the same neighborhood, so it's just really meant to be.
It's meant to be. You got to get along. You got to, you know, there's such an amazing need. And I mean, you started out as in special ed as a teacher?
Yes,
or?
I worked with children in Palm Beach County Schools, and then I worked for many other agencies.
In the special
needs, yeah.
Special needs area.
So I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
It's my passion.
It speaks to you. I always say that's how nonprofits start, don't you think? That you've got an idea or something that you love, and then it takes off, but you had no idea it would take off like this, right?
No.
Who would have known?
No. Every day we say thank you.
Yeah.
Because we change lives, and that's what this is about, changing others' lives. And the appreciation is just huge. You know.
So what other ways are you funded? Donations? How else are you funded? Because, again, if you could just give us the phone number, we'll be glad to shout that out, and website so we can help you make sure that the community connects.
Okay. We're currently funded only by the state, but we do welcome donations. So if you go to our website, www.icanfl.org, you will find a donation button. And we thank
Push.
You for that. Also, if you want to speak to us about a job opportunity, you can call Debbie, 561-715-4379, or you can email Debbie, Debbie, at icanfl.org. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Continued success. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.